So this Sunday's calendar date and gospel both got me thinking this week, remembering actually, the last time I went out in a costume for Halloween. It's been a while ago, Bell Sisters. It's been a while. I tried to calculate it. I believe it would have been 1974. Now that's important to realize as I tell you this story. You see, that year, I went all in. I worked on my costume, no kidding, for 2 weeks. Okay? I had to find a large box. I had to get some aluminum foil, which prying aluminum foil away from my mother was like trying to take gold bars from Fort Knox. It's too expensive. She had it, but we never used it. But I got some. I snuck it. And I went as a computer. Now that was cutting edge in 1974. All right? So I had this box that would fit over me. My head stuck out the top. The aluminum foil was to make a thing that went over my head. You know, I looked like one of those statues of Mary under a bathtub kind of thing. And my arms stayed inside the box because it was a big box, right? And it had lights. And the innovation of my costume was that when I went up to the house and I said trick or treat, a slot would open up and they would throw the candy in the slot. I told you, I went all out, okay? I worked on this thing for 2 weeks. My brother Jerry, my older brother Jerry, he worked on his pretty long too, not quite 2 weeks. He went as a pirate. And, you know, which you might think, that's not too difficult. You know, an eye patch, some makeup, you know. And this is before the Disney movie, too. This is 1974, okay? His innovation was that he made himself a peg leg. He did. And so when we went out on Halloween, he tied his leg up. And his knee fit into this block of wood. And so he was going around like a pirate. I'm walking around like a robot, but I was a computer. Everybody thought I was a robot. I was a computer. And my little brother, Robbie, threw his thing together like an hour before he went out. He got a sheet, put 3 holes in it, put it over his head. My brother Robbie was just about the candy. It's just about the candy. So anyway, off we went. The lazy, the lame, and me. And we're going through the neighborhood, collecting that candy, you know. One problem with my outstanding costume is that when we stumbled across a house that gave out full-size candy bars, I couldn't change the costume in the bushes like we would do to go get another one, you know. Couldn't do it. But that was okay because everyone was impressed by my slot. So we're going around, we're collecting candy. Did I mention I went all in on this? All in on this. And then it happened. The neighborhood bully, Gary Dickman's his name. May he rest in peace. I don't know if he's alive or not, but, you know, may he rest in peace. He came along without a costume, I might say, and he stole our candy. Yeah, I know. It wasn't too difficult, though, for him. Because all he had to do to me was knock me over. I had no arms. So I'm on the ground flailing. And he picked up my candy. And my older brother Jerry, who was always the one to protect us, he had a peg leg. He couldn't do anything. He couldn't catch up. And my brother Robbie, he was long gone. It was just about the candy. He didn't stay with us. He had to hit houses, you know. Well, that was my final Halloween. Yeah, it was a fiasco. But you know, the thing I remember the most about it today, and the reason I smile about it, I wasn't smiling that night. But the reason I smile today is that the thing I remember the most is my brother Jerry trying to defend me with his pegged leg. What I remember the most to this very day is Jerry's love. Not the lost candy, not the botched costume, not the bully. I remember Jerry's love. So why do I share that story tonight? I share it with you because our gospel today flat out tells us we have to go all in following Jesus Christ. We have to go all in loving our God. Everything about us, all in, even including our neighbor. Gary Dickman lived two houses up from me. So go all in with your faith in Jesus Christ. Go all in. And I suspect, in the end, Jesus will not remember so much how I came up short, but the love that I brought to the effort. Go all in, because Jesus goes all in for you.